offended. That's right, there's people that you can't crack a joke on. You can't tell a little good humored yarn about them, you know. And you just can't do it. They won't take it.
And if the man starts to rant and rave, you'd say he's... Now you've done it, you've made him...
Well, he's highly insulted. Yes, or something like that, or you've made him mad. Some people are very easy offended, that's what I said a while ago, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the human race are made up of all kinds of people. Some of us, I guess, are very peculiar. And of course, you know yourself that you've probably met a lot of people that easy to get acquainted with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just easy to get acquainted with, and some people you never can know them. You never can get acquainted with them. I've seen people like that, and I know I'd say, well, that person, I just can't get acquainted with that person. Known him maybe a long time, never could get to understand. I didn't maybe have the proper approach to understanding. Maybe I could have trouble with that fella, and you could come along and you could read him like a book.
It's a strange thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And very annoying.
That's right. Yes, sir.
If, let's say a young mother is with a baby and the baby starts to cry and the mother gets excited, and the more excited she gets, the louder the baby cries, what would you tell her to do?
Well, I believe that the first thing she ought to try to do is control herself and then try to control the baby. If I understand what you the answer you wanted there, it seemed to me like a mother that would let the child upset her and get herself all worked up excited, and she's in a lot worse state than the baby is. And if she can control herself, then she's got some chance to control the child.
Would you tell her to keep calm?
That's right. To be calm and keep calm. That's true. That's right. Yes, sir.
And let's see. After you've worked all day, you come home and you say, I've worked all day and I'm...
Well, I've heard that, I've heard the expression there, I'm completely fagged. Completely fagged. That's right. I've heard that expression used a lot of times.
And what does that mean?
Well, it means that you're just tired. Don't feel like you can, when you get down, you don't feel like you can even get up.
Oh, I have that problem.
Well, I think we all have had it. If we exercise ourselves or go to extremes with something while we get in that kind of state, we can work ourselves into it from work, or we can work ourselves into that kind of a state from just doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And after all, I rather believe that a lot of times it's just our minds. We let our mind get fagged, and then the first thing we know, our bodies are fagged.
How about illnesses when you were a boy?
Well, I'm happy to say that I was a pretty healthy child. I've had all the little old things that all little children have to have. I've had the whooping cough and